Yeah. Turn my mic down a little bit.
And is this the overall?
I got that, but is there another master volume or no? Yeah, I need to go deaf, yeah. But that's not at a mic, that's of everything, right? All right, turn my mic down. Yeah. Just the volume of it. Yeah. All right, check. Paparazzi make me wanna fucking kill myself. TMZ make me wanna fucking kill myself. But no matter what they do, I know I'm still myself. Stay strong and in the end, love, life, and my health. If I said fuck Cole and Kendrick and Drake, then everyone in media would take the bait and post that shit. But when I say how much I love them, people ghost that shit. And when I talk about my feelings, people roast that shit. Tell me I got a lot of money, I should boast that shit. 1 minute you the greatest, then the next you the worst. Logic, you too lyrical to be having fun with a verse. You gotta come 10 out of 10 every time, 10 out of 10 every rhyme. It's always gotta be perfect within my mind. But wait, that shit ain't fun to me. Look what being arguably one of the greatest modern rappers in this day and age has done to me. It's made me hate rap, cause it used to be about passing a skill. Now it's all fucking headed downhill. It's more about the image, it's at the game, not the scrimmage. It's not about the music, if it's all about the image and how we use it, then what the fuck? Hip hop was run DMC, now it's run from TMZ. Now it's everything you do, no matter what it is, has to be done perfectly. Shit, somebody hiding behind an avatar said I'm starting to look old. Well, I'm 30, what the fuck you expect? Should I use makeup to cover the wrinkles in my neck? Should I cut open the back of my skull and pay $100,000 so my hair looks full? Should I write music from my heart or let a 20-something rapper do all the work while I chart? Shit, we live in a world of Insta reviews where people who aren't even your fans dog your art however they choose. Artists used to make music for like-minded people with similar views, not for struggling critics trying to increase their YouTube views. My damn, I mean, once upon a time, not long ago, we'd anticipate release dates to walk in the snow, or take the bus miles and miles all the way to the store, and pay $20 just to hear our favorite artists flow. And it's the type of shits our kids ain't never gonna know what it truly means just to be a fan and not constantly critique them shit whenever you can, cause you had a power from that device in your hand. There's no more value in music for people that don't use it, cause real talk, streaming platforms abuse it. Don't get me wrong, I love having every album, every song by every artist that ever existed, but I just feel like this ADD culture got it twisted. You really have an opinion on an album in 20 minutes after you listen, but you fucking completely missed it, cause 1 million songs drop every 7 days, which only gives one artist in the world a week to be praised. Shit, I'm done playing that game, making decisions based on money and fame. We all do it, and I've done it since my mixtapes, but I think I finally found my footing, I found my grip tape. And then we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. In a way he rolled, just a rebel in a world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick. Think I finally found my grip tape.
Can you help me?
Yeah.
Can you help me? Oh yeah.
Shout out that boy Lupe one time too. Greatest alive.
Champion, the champion. Ah, can you help me, help me? Ah, can you help me? Oh yeah, can you help me? Ooh, help me. Just wait a minute, I swear I'ma get it. You said from Maryland to the moon, I'm chucking them deuces. Wait a minute, hey, wait a minute, hey, wait a minute. Hey, from Maryland to the moon, I'm chucking them deuces.